listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Well, I'll tell you a secret, but it won't be a secret. If you can go name this song and artist on our Facebook page, you'll be our first Gold Rose winner.
You can make me cry, man.
This, from what I understand, is something that Rosie used to sing to Jennifer.
Well, I didn't sing it. I didn't. I never got her to marry me if I'd sang it. I just turn on the stereo and whisper it, and I'd just lasso her into my lap.
Oh, is that how it worked? All right. We will have.
This song was like in the top 10 charts when Jennifer and I started dating. That's.
Oh, so it's really old.
Yes, it is. It's always been one of my favorite songs.
I definitely recognize it.
My Valentine, sweet Jennifer. Not feeling well. She's home ill today.
Oh. The next two we're giving away.
Yep.
Stay tuned. We'll do it the same way. It'll be, as we mentioned earlier, a song that you wouldn't normally hear during the program. They're a little newer.
Valentine-themed songs.
One's Julia and what's his name? James's wedding song, and the other one's Amanda and my first dance song. So you'll notice a little different theme when you hear it. So if you can name it on our Facebook page, we'll get you, because we have so many calls today, we didn't want to clutter the phone lines. So if you don't have a Facebook page, sorry.
Yeah.
But we
have taken care of a couple calls, and we have an open line. If you'd like to get in and talk Landscaper Garden with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Landscaping and Irrigation, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Bill's here to answer any question you might have. Let's take the next caller.
Which is Chris in Queen Creek. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Purchased a new home, which isn't a home yet. It's just dirt. But the house is on a quarter acre and backs up to an open fence, like half a wall, and then a wrought iron fence to the green belt. I'm looking for two recommendations. Something that I can plant, like a hedge along the back wall. And the house is right by the high school. I'm a little concerned about the lights. So I was looking for a recommendation if I bought some box trees, like 48-inch box trees, something that I used to have chamomile ash. They only drop once a year. Do those grow fast enough?
The chamomile ash is a good shade tree. That's a nice tree choice. It's not a desert tree per se, so it's going to need a fair amount of water. And it is messy when it drops. Obviously, I'm more inclined to go and use more of a desert specimen if we could. As far as the tree choices, it's going to be dictated largely by just how much space you actually have in the area where you need to put the tree. Which way is your house face? Obviously, southwest is the place to put the tree. Want to give yourself some shade. If you're trying to block a view or block some lights, it's the logistics and it's the planning.
And if he's blocking lights, I'm picturing football. So he would want to make sure it's probably
football
an evergreen. You'd want to make sure it's an evergreen tree, nothing that's going to lose its leaves for the last five games of the season.
Depending upon the space involved, one of my favorite little trees is a Texas ebony. That's a great green tree, stays green year-round. Certainly dense enough to block some lights and can develop a nice canopy.
Nice and dense.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah. You want to make sure if you go that route, you buy clippers that have poles that are 12 feet long.
Wear a steel suit, right. The screening choice for a wall, a little more interesting than using something like oleanders, orange bells, orange jubilee. That's a good tall shrub that'll screen kind of a hedge.
And when we're talking about a brand new lot that we have to work with, you had a great point on the first three steps.
Sure. The first three steps are to plan. Plan and plan. You just need to really think it through in steps. And there's definitely some logical xeriscaping steps. Follow the xeriscape principles when you're planning your landscape.
And what steps do you take when you're walking?
First thing, how do you want to use the yard? Starts the discussion. Second thing, do we have any focal points or anything we need to block or accent? And then from there, develop your pathways, your what we call hardscape plan. And then the planting plan. And obviously you start with the big things first, trees, large shrubs, and you fill in the small details as you go along.
Now, he was talking about some pretty big trees up front. I mean,
48-inch box.
I mean, that's a good-sized tree. Yeah. Where do you stand in trees? Do you like to start that big, or do you like to start a little smaller?
If you don't want to wait, and your budget allows, that's fine. But you have to realize that you know, that tree is going to be a little harder to plant. We like to use the smaller trees because they get acclimated and they just seem to do better, and they catch up pretty quickly as far as growth is concerned. You might consider a 24 or even 36 inch box, and those are much easier to handle. You get up into the 48 inch category, you typically have to use machinery or even a crane to handle the tree, and that really, it can get, they get exponentially more expensive as they get larger. And the tree, yes, it's larger, but it's all patience. How much do you want to wait versus your budget?
And I've had a couple conversations with guys that do it, and it seems like however many years it's been in that planter, that's how many years it takes to get used to its new,
right,
you know, its new planted hole. And so if you start with a tree that's a year old, you only have a year before it starts growing. If
it's
been in there 10
growing.
years,
mm-hmm,
it's going to take a long time before
and you don't want a tree that's been sitting in a box too long. It can become root bound. There's some other issues with that. So I like to use a little smaller trees. Typically, I think they're a better value. But if you can't wait,
that's a great option.
Yep.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you've got a question regarding your landscape design, backyard, outdoor living lifestyle, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.